From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Deputies with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit served two search warrants this week to investigate illegal cannabis cultivation in the Rancho Sequoia area of southern Humboldt. Two parcels were investigated during the service of the warrants. The parcels did not have or were not in the process of obtaining a commercial cannabis permit. During the service of the warrants, deputies eradicated about 6,700 growing cannabis plants. Deputies also seized and destroyed about 54.5 pounds of processed cannabis and about 59 pounds of cannabis shake. There were no arrests made. Eureka police continue their investigation into the deaths of two people found during a welfare check on the 3200 block of D Street. Officers found a woman now identified as 39-year-old Estrella Muir, dead of multiple stab wounds. Also found a man hanging in a closet who had died of asphyxia. He's been identified as 42-year-old Matthew Muir. A 7-month-old child who was okay was on a bed in the residence. Police are piecing together the events leading up to the two people's deaths. Ted MacArthur was recently selected as the new forest supervisor for the Six Rivers National Forest. His first day in office will be September 4th. MacArthur, currently the Salmon Scott River District Ranger on the Klamath National Forest, a position he has held since 2014. He started his career with the U.S. Forest Service as a rangeland management specialist. After a few years as a vegetation ecologist in the Forest Service's Washington, D.C. office, he moved to Hawaii to work there. He grew up with the Forest Service. His father worked for the Forest Service's Intermountain Region and later Rocky Mountain Research Station. Well, the victim of a Social Security phone scam is getting his money back thanks to a sheriff's deputy's quick actions. On August 9th at about 2:45 in the morning, Humboldt County Sheriff's Office got a call from a Eureka man who had just been scammed. According to the victim, he was contacted by someone claiming to be with the Social Security Administration and was instructed to send $13,000 cash to resolve an alleged investigation. The scammers directed the victim to wrap that cash in clothing, then overnight the package through FedEx to an address in New Jersey. The victim sent the package, but then got suspicious and contacted law enforcement. A sheriff's deputy contacted FedEx, who located the package at their shipping facility in New Jersey. The deputy was able to stop the package from being delivered and reroute it back to the victim. Law enforcement in New Jersey now investigating that case. Redwood Region Audubon Society volunteers conducting a tour of the Arcata Marsh Wildlife Sanctuary Saturday between 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.